Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the fascinating paper titled A Time-Stepping Deep Gradient Flow Method for Option Pricing in Rough Diffusion Models by Antonis Papapantolian and Jasper Rue.
In the world of finance, pricing options, which are essentially contracts to buy or sell an asset at a predetermined price, is a complex problem, especially when you throw in factors like stochastic volatility and the roughness of financial markets.
Exactly, Jen. Traditional models struggle to accurately capture the reality of these markets. Enter the concept of rough volatility models. These models recognize that the volatility of asset prices isn't smooth, but displays rough, fractal-like properties.
Now, modeling this rough volatility is challenging due to its nature. It's not Markovian, meaning it doesn't follow a simple, memoryless process where the future is independent of the past. So pricing options under these models has been a tough nut to crack.
Until now, that is. Papapantolian and Rue have developed a novel approach using deep learning to tackle this issue. Their method innovatively combines the rigor of mathematical finance with the power of artificial neural networks.
At the heart of their method is the partial differential equation, PDE, for option pricing reformulated as an energy minimization problem. This is where the deep gradient flow comes into play, approximating the solution to this PDE in a time-stepping fashion with deep neural networks.
What makes their approach stand out is the efficiency in handling high-dimensional problems, which are prevalent when approximating rough volatility models with Markovian ones. Additionally, their method respects the inherent bounds and asymptotic behavior of option prices.
They particularly demonstrate their method's prowess with the lifted Heston model, a complex model that accounts for the stochastic volatility of financial instruments. The results? Their deep gradient flow method provides remarkable accuracy while being comparably faster than existing solutions.
The implications of Papapantolian and Rue's work extend far beyond just a novel method for option pricing. It represents a significant advancement in the application of deep learning in financial mathematics, offering a promising avenue for tackling other complex, high-dimensional problems in finance.
Absolutely, Tom. It's a huge leap forward in bridging the gap between theoretical finance and practical computational methodologies. As markets continue to evolve, having such tools at our disposal could revolutionize the way we understand and interact with financial instruments.
Before we sign off, it's worth reflecting on the broader relevance of this paper. The fusion of deep learning with financial modeling is a fascinating development. It showcases the versatility of neural networks in solving problems that were once thought to be out of reach.
And with that, we wrap up another intriguing journey into the world of financial mathematics and deep learning. We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's topic. Could this be the future of finance?
Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep pondering the complex world of numbers and networks. Ever found yourself tangled in the web of option pricing? Struggled with rough volatility models like they were wild beasts refusing to be tamed?
Well, fear no more. Introducing Deep Diffuse Co., the revolutionary company birthed from the genius minds behind the time-stepping deep gradient flow method for option pricing in rough diffusion models paper.
No more crying over your computer at 2 a.m. trying to figure out the nitty-gritty of stochastic volatilities. Deep Diffuse Co.'s cutting-edge AI does the heavy lifting, turning the complex into the comprehensible.
Forget about traditional methods that move slower than a snail on a leisurely stroll. Deep Diffuse Co. speeds through rough volatility models like a hot knife through butter.
And the best part? It comes with an emotional support hotline where a team of highly empathetic AIs listens to your option pricing woes and offers words of encouragement.
Deep Diffuse Co., where finance meets AI, and your biggest worry becomes what to do with all your free time. Say goodbye to the old and hello to the ease of deep learning in finance.
Disclaimer: emotional support AI might inadvertently offer financial advice disguised as existential insights. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of our investigative journey through the mysterious and complex realm of research papers. This time, we delve into a topic that sounds like it's straight out of a financial thriller, insider trading.
Oh, absolutely, Tom. The paper we're exploring today sheds light on a crucial aspect of the financial world, where the stakes are high, and the line between legal and illegal can sometimes feel like walking a tightrope.
The paper, titled Dimensionality Reduction Techniques to Support Insider Trading Detection, comes from a team of experts hailing from prestigious institutions across Italy and the UK. It's like assembling the Avengers, but instead of fighting cosmic threats, they're combating financial crimes.
And combating financial crimes is no small feat, Tom. Insider trading is like the chameleon of the financial world. It blends into the sea of legal trades, making it incredibly hard to detect.
Exactly. And that's where this paper becomes fascinating. It introduces a new unsupervised machine learning method aimed at pinpointing those hard-to-find instances of insider trading, and it does so by focusing on what's called contextual anomaly detection.
To put this in layman's terms, imagine you're at a crowded party. Everyone's chatting and having a good time, but your task is to find the guests who are actually spies just by observing behaviors.
That sounds quite challenging, Jen. And in the world of finance, these spies or insider traders have information about a company that's not available to the public. They use this secret knowledge to make profitable trades, which is unfair and illegal.
So the team behind this paper proposes using two main techniques for their detective work: principal component analysis, or PCA, and autoencoders. Both are types of dimensionality reduction techniques.
Imagine trying to describe each party guest with 100 different characteristics. That's too much information to handle. So PCA and autoencoders help us to cut down these characteristics to just the essentials, making it easier to spot those who don't behave like a regular guest.
And the kicker? The method only needs data on the trading positions of each investor involved in a transaction around what's termed a price-sensitive event, or PSE. These events are things like announcing a takeover bid, basically news that can heavily influence a stock's price.
The team tested their method on investor data related to Italian stocks around takeover bids. They aren't just theorizing in an ivory tower. They're applying their ideas in the real, gritty world of stock trading.
What's particularly cool about this method is that it doesn't require the traditional labels or classifications you might expect in machine learning. It's unsupervised learning, which is like teaching yourself to swim without a coach. You're given data, and you must find the patterns and anomalies without prior guidance on what's normal and what's not.
This research could be a game changer for market surveillance authorities, providing them with a more effective tool in their arsenal against market abuse.
As for its broader relevance, this work highlights the increasing role of machine learning in financial regulation. It's an example of how sophisticated algorithms can be applied to maintain market integrity and protect investor confidence.
It opens up, hopefully, a new chapter where insider trading becomes significantly more difficult to execute undetected, leveling the playing field for all investors.
And with that hopeful note, we wrap up today's deep dive into the financial labyrinth. Insider trading detection might not be on everyone's bedtime reading list, but it's undeniably vital for a fair and transparent market.
Have you ever felt like you're constantly losing at financial hide-and-seek?
Tired of those insider traders playing peekaboo with your investments?
Then you need SpyFinder Pro, the latest, greatest, and only product from Whodunit Technologies, born from groundbreaking research that turns financial markets into a no-spy zone.
SpyFinder Pro takes the wizardry of dimensionality reduction and transforms it into your personal financial Sherlock Holmes.
Does your stock suddenly jump or drop as if it's on a trampoline? SpyFinder Pro sniffs out the insider traders behind it faster than you can say elementary, my dear Watson.
With our patented blend of principal component analysis and autoencoder magic, we make anomaly detection so easy, even your grandma could do it. Sorry, insiders. Grandma's got your number now.
So, if you're ready to turn the tables and make those sneaky insider traders the ones feeling spooked, visit whodunittechnologies.com today and order your very own SpyFinder Pro.
SpyFinder Pro, because financial fairness shouldn't be as mysterious as Bigfoot. Order now and we'll throw in a pair of detective magnifying glasses for free. Now, who's got the last laugh? Tom and Jen, insider traders, beware. SpyFinder Pro is here.
Welcome to today's episode of our podcast, where Jen and I dive deep into an intriguing research paper that offers a fresh perspective on tackling global fossil CO2 emissions. Titled Modeling Global Fossil CO2 Emissions with a Log-Normal Distribution, a Climate Policy Tool, this study sheds light on a novel approach to understanding and predicting CO2 emissions on a global scale.
That's right, Tom. This research, conducted by a team led by Faustino Prieto and Catalina B. Garcia-Garcia, delves into the statistical modeling of CO2 emissions using the log-normal distribution. Their work is built on the premise that despite the complex nature of emissions data, utilizing a relatively simple statistical model can still provide substantial insights useful for policymakers.
The urgency of addressing CO2 emissions cannot be overstated, given its direct implications for climate change and its catastrophic effects. Rising sea levels, extreme weather events, and shortages of food and water are just a few repercussions of unchecked emissions. The quest for effective mitigation strategies has led to global efforts like the European Climate Law, aiming for climate neutrality by 2050.
Tom, one of the most fascinating aspects of this study is its methodology. The researchers analyzed emissions data from three comprehensive databases, comparing six different statistical models to pinpoint the most suitable one for representing global fossil CO2 emissions. Their analysis revealed that the log-normal distribution provided the best fit across all datasets and years examined, a significant finding.
Absolutely, Jen. And to lend additional support to this choice of distribution, the authors delved into Gibrat's law, which posits that the growth rate of emissions does not depend on its size, but is proportional to it. Verifying this law further highlights the applicability of the log-normal model for CO2 emissions forecasting, presenting a robust tool for climate policy planning.
What's truly innovative about this research is how it translates complex statistical findings into actionable climate policy. By employing the log-normal model, the authors propose two policies for reducing total fossil CO2 emissions, each focusing on either changing the scale of emissions or addressing inequalities in emissions across countries.
Reflecting on this paper, it's clear the researchers have made a groundbreaking contribution to environmental policy. Their work not only enhances our understanding of emissions patterns, but also offers a tangible tool for setting and achieving national reduction targets in alignment with global objectives.
I couldn't agree more, Tom. This study exemplifies how effectively bridging the gap between intricate scientific research and practical policymaking can pave the way for meaningful progress in our ongoing battle against climate change.
And that's all for today's episode. Join us next time as we continue to unravel the mysteries of cutting-edge research and its implications for our world. Has the ever-growing chatter about CO2 emissions got you down? Fear not, because GigaGreen is here to turn that frown upside down.
That's right, Tom. Inspired by the groundbreaking research of using the log-normal distribution to model fossil CO2 emissions, GigaGreen introduces the world's first CO2 emissions predictor, your personal climate policy tool.
Ever wonder how your morning coffee contributes to global emissions? Our patented CO2-O-Matic feature uses advanced log-normal magic to predict the emissions from your coffee, car, and even your cat.
But wait, there's more. Sign up now, and you'll get exclusive access to our Climate Hero leaderboards. Challenge your friends to see who can have the smallest carbon footprint. Can you reach the top and become the ultimate climate champion?
And for our next 100 subscribers, we're throwing in a lifetime supply of virtual trees. That's right. A forest in the cloud that reduces CO2 without taking up space in your backyard.
Giga Green. Because who said saving the planet can't be a little weird and a whole lot of fun? Download the app today and start predicting your way to a greener tomorrow.
In the ever-evolving landscape of Bitcoin, there exists a tangled web of transactions involving hundreds of millions of addresses on the blockchain.
Analyzing this complexity can be daunting. The research paper we're diving into today tackles this very issue by exploring heuristic-based address clustering, a technique designed to simplify the analysis by grouping addresses thought to belong to the same entity.
Authored by Hugo Schnoring, Pierre Porto, and Michalis Vizergiannis, the paper introduces a fresh metric, the clustering ratio, to quantify the effectiveness of various heuristics in reducing the number of entities we need to examine on the Bitcoin blockchain.
Now, let's break down the complexities. Imagine you're at a massive international fair where each booth represents an address on the Bitcoin blockchain. Trying to visit every single booth is impractical. What if we could group these booths by owner, reducing the number we need to visit? This is what address clustering tries to do.
The paper scrutinizes six heuristics, two well-known ones, and four novel approaches developed by the authors. These heuristics are akin to strategies in spotting which booths are run by the same vendor, based on the patterns of transactions between them.
One of the key takeaways from the paper is the introduction of the clustering ratio. This metric helps in assessing how much these heuristics can reduce the clutter and make our analysis more manageable.
For example, one heuristic focused on transactions that look like payments from one user to another. If a user sends Bitcoin and receives change back, the addresses involved in this transaction likely belong to the same person. The paper devises novel methods to detect such patterns, even when users go to great lengths to obscure their transactions.
Another fascinating aspect is how the paper examines the temporal evolution of these heuristics' effectiveness, considering the dynamic and growing nature of the Bitcoin system. It's like observing how the strategies vendors at our fair adopt change over time, influencing how we group their booths.
After applying these heuristics, the results are compelling. Through the lens of the clustering ratio, we see that the combination of these techniques can significantly reduce the number of entities under analysis.
Indeed, the most potent of these heuristics have the number of entities we would otherwise need to scrutinize. And when strategically combined, we can reduce the overwhelming sea of addresses by 70%, focusing on the more manageable 250 million clusters.
Reflecting on this paper, it's a testament to the innovative approaches being developed to navigate the complexities of the Bitcoin blockchain. This not only aids in making the network more transparent, but also in enhancing the efficiency of analyzing blockchain data.
It's also a reminder of the evolving nature of Bitcoin. As users and developers adapt, so too must the techniques we use to understand and oversee the network. The continuous improvement in address clustering heuristics illustrates the importance of staying ahead in this dynamic environment.
To sum up, this paper pushes the envelope in the field of Bitcoin analysis, offering a more refined lens through which to view its vast and intricate network of transactions. It's a significant step forward in our ongoing quest to untangle the complex web that is the Bitcoin blockchain. Have you ever tried to count the stars in the night sky? Or maybe sort your sock drawer by color, size, and daily mood? Well, folks, that's kids' play compared to untangling the Bitcoin blockchain.
Introducing Blockbuster Clusters, the result of groundbreaking research now turned into the ultimate tool for navigating the chaotic cosmos of cryptocurrency transactions.
Imagine trying to follow a single ant in a colony. Now imagine someone hands you a magnifying glass that not only highlights that ant, but also shows you every path it's ever taken and all the friends it's made along the way. That's Blockbuster Clusters for you.
Gone are the days of squinting at strings of numbers and letters till your eyes water. Our patented Clustomatic technology, powered by the most advanced heuristics from the world's leading crypto nerds, slices through the blockchain like a hot knife through butter.
Are you a detective searching for the elusive bad guy who's been playing hide-and-seek with his Bitcoin? Or maybe a data geek who gets a kick out of spotting patterns in the digital wild? Blockbuster Clusters has got you covered.
But wait, there's more. Sign up in the next 20 minutes, and we'll throw in a free exclusive guide, 10 Most Hilarious Bitcoin Transactions Unraveled by Address Clustering. Ever wondered about the mystery pizza transaction? We've got it decoded.
So, what are you waiting for? Visit blockbusterclusters.io and take the first step towards becoming a blockchain wizard. blockbuster clusters, because why manually sort through a gazillion Bitcoin addresses when you don't have to?
Blockbuster clusters, turning the impossible into the I can see clearly now since 2023.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jen. Today we dive deep into the intriguing world of finance, focusing on a fascinating research paper titled Volatility-Based Strategy on Chinese Equity Index ETF Options by Peng Yifeng.
Now, before we unravel this paper, let's set the stage. When we talk about the stock market, it's not just about buying and selling shares. There's a whole universe of financial instruments, and one of the most interesting types is options.
Exactly, Tom. Options are contracts that give you the right, but not the obligation, to buy or sell an asset at a predetermined price before a specific date. They're like having a magic key that can unlock potential profits based on how you predict the market will move.
And this paper zeroes in on a particular niche, ETF options in China. ETFs, or exchange-traded funds, are like baskets of stocks that track an index. The Chinese equity index ETF options market offers a unique opportunity for investors to hedge bets or speculate on the entire stock market's movement, rather than individual stocks.
Peng Yifeng's research introduces us to the concept of a volatility-based trading strategy. Now, volatility in the world of finance is a measure of how drastic the price changes of an asset are. Higher volatility means a security's price can change dramatically in a short period, which could mean more risk, but also more potential reward.
That's the crux of Yifeng's paper. It's all about harnessing this volatility to create a trading strategy. But before diving into the strategy itself, Yifeng sets the groundwork by giving us an introduction to the stock index ETF options market in China.
This part is fascinating because it highlights the nuances of the Chinese market. Unlike more mature markets, the Chinese financial landscape is rapidly evolving, offering unique challenges and opportunities for traders.
After setting the stage, Yifeng delves into related theories for volatility-based trading. It's important to understand here that not all volatility is created equal. There's historical volatility, which is based on past market movements, and implied volatility, which is more about future expectations.
Armed with this theoretical backdrop, the paper then outlines a trading strategy. This isn't just any strategy. It's tailored to exploit the quirks of volatility in the Chinese ETF options market.
But Yifeng doesn't stop there. The next section focuses on volatility modeling and improving the strategy. This is where things get really technical, but also incredibly thrilling. The Garch modeling section, for instance, explains how to predict future volatility based on past data using mathematics.
Garch, or generalized autoregressive conditional heteroscedasticity, is a mouthful, but it's essentially a statistical model that helps understand and predict volatility. This is crucial because if you can predict how volatile the market will be, you can fine-tune your trading strategy to either protect your investment or go for the jackpot.
The paper concludes by recapitulating the effectiveness of this volatility-based strategy in the Chinese equity index ETF options market. It emphasizes the importance of understanding the underlying volatility and how it can be a powerful tool for traders.
Reflecting on this paper, it's not just about a trading strategy. It's a fascinating exploration of the financial market's complexity, the unpredictability of market movements, and how savvy investors can navigate this volatility to their advantage.
Absolutely, Jen. And while this paper focuses on the Chinese market, the lessons here are universal. Understanding volatility, whether you're investing in ETFs, stocks, or any other financial instrument, is crucial for success.
It's been a deep dive, but also an enlightening one. We hope this episode not only demystified some financial concepts, but also sparked an interest in how global markets operate and the endless strategies investors develop to navigate them.
That's all for today's episode. We're Tom and Jen, thanking you for joining us on this journey through the financial world. See you next time, where we'll uncover more fascinating stories behind groundbreaking research papers. Ever find yourself staring at the Chinese equity market like it's a giant panda munching on your investment returns?
Fear no more. Introducing Volatility IT, the finance world's latest craze, brewed straight from the mind-bending insights of the volatility-based strategy on Chinese equity index ETF options paper.
With Volatility, you're not just investing. You're sipping on the essence of predictive prowess. It's like fortune-telling for your portfolio, but with algorithms and tea leaves?
That's right, Tom. Each sachet of Volatility is infused with a unique blend of Garch, modeling, and market whispers, offering you a taste of future market movements.
Feel lost in the volatility storm? Have a cup of our implied Volatilitya. It's got a kick that will send you surfing on the waves of market dynamics rather than drowning in uncertainty.
More of a traditional investor? Try our historical Volatilitya. It's aged like fine wine, drawing on past market variances to steady your nerves and your portfolio.
And for those who love a bit of risk with their biscuit, our exotic Volatility blend combines unknown market spices for a flavor that's as unpredictably delicious as the profits it might bring.
Volatility, the first financial tea company where every sip brings you closer to mastering the art of volatility-based trading in the Chinese equity index ETF options market.
Side effects may include sudden insights into market movements, unexpected wealth accumulation, and a newfound love for statistical models. Drink responsibly and invest wisely.
Order now and we'll throw in a limited edition Volatility mug, because who doesn't want to sip their way to financial enlightenment? Volatility, it's terrific for your portfolio.